Hi, if you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started.
Hi, I'm Laura Lively. So one of the biggest fallacies I see from my clients, and truthfully in myself back in the day, is the belief that once they start working with their parts, that at some point, all these parts are just going to go away and they'll live in self-energy for the rest of your life. Now, we talked early on that self-energy is a continuum. Like over here on the one side is Buddha and Christ, and we don't live there. That's just not us. And then all the way over on the other side is when I'm so completely hijacked with a part that, you know, I'm running up and down the house screaming and yelling at my husband as an example. So, you know, there's completely hijacked. Then there's over here in transcendence. And we live somewhere in the middle. And there truly is no endpoint. And so when people come to me and they're like, well, what do you mean? Am I going to have to deal with these parts the rest of my life? Yeah, actually you are. And so I see you happily ever after part, the part of you that wishes that there was an endpoint. Alas, life is not that way, is it? We probably know that. And you know why? I mean, seriously, because life. It's always going to throw curveballs at us, I'm sorry to tell you. And does anybody remember that small little thing called COVID-19 pandemic? Well, as of the recording, some of us are still living with it, right? Like none of us could have predicted that in 2015. Did anybody know that was coming? Oh, okay, maybe some immunologist or virologist knew that, but we didn't. The majority of us did not, right? And so unfortunately, life is always going to be handing us hard things and wonderful things too. It's not just the hard things, but none of us are guaranteed a happily ever after, no matter how much you might have a part that wishes you were. And I totally hear that part. So right now I have a part that wants to wax poetically about what linear beings we are, but I'm going to rein that part in. And I'm going to do my best to make this video short and sweet because I know you don't have a lot of time. So I see you part that would really like to talk about how we've been trained to look for a finish line and everything and how it's all about winning. And it's not really helpful. We could talk, and I know we could talk for hours about that, but that's not what these folks are here to listen about today, right? So I hear you. I know it's not helpful and I appreciate what you're doing. So please give me some space so I can complete this recording. So what do we do when things don't go the way we want, right? Like when life does throw us a curveball, what are we supposed to do? How are we supposed to work with our parts that get disappointed? Because you know what? Sometimes things just don't go to plan. So I personally, towards the end of 2019, I had a plan. I was going to go spend 12 weeks in Italy in 2020. I had dreamed of renting a little flat, and I'd found a place that I loved that I had been there in 2019. Did that work out for me? No, it did not. Pandemic. So how do I work with those parts that are disappointed? And why would I want to, right? Like, because I want to share with them. I want to acknowledge everything that they're going through. I want to be able to acknowledge their disappointment. That you know, lets them be seen and heard. So I'm going to talk to them. I'm going to acknowledge that disappointment. And I'll let them know I really get it. I truly had. I had this whole grand plan. Like I had figured out, I was doing all sorts of research about how I could do this, make sure I had healthcare while I was over there if I absolutely needed it. And all for naught, right? And maybe you too, in some of your parts, have had disappointments in your life. I mean, you'd have to be Superman if you haven't. And from what I recall from DC Comics, even Superman was disappointed every now and then. So disappointments are just part of life, right? And they don't have to be as big as, you know, my desire to relocate for a quarter of the year, halfway around the world, right? Maybe I'd intended to start on the next novel in the series that I've been reading. Maybe I was going to do that last night and I didn't get to because I ran out of time. That's a disappointment. There were parts that I had promised that, ooh, when we're done with all of our chores, we are going to read this book. And so I want to take a moment and acknowledge that disappointment that they might have. Because I can assure you, there were parts that were there ready to read last night, and I didn't get to it. And so if you'll remember my three A's, right? Acknowledge, accept, and appreciate. Try them out the next time something doesn't go the way you planned. Acknowledge the parts of you that are disappointed that something didn't happen the way you wanted it to. It goes a long way. And say something like, I get that you really wanted to start that novel and we just ran out of time. I'm acknowledging. I know that sucks. I'm accepting that the part is disappointed, right? I'm not trying to change it. I appreciate that this was hard for you after we had planned to read and it just didn't happen. I'm appreciating what they're telling me. And then if possible, reschedule, right? I promise we will get started on that novel this weekend, but then make sure you keep your promise. So drop me a note and let me know how your parts react to being acknowledged and soothed when things go wrong. I think it will make a huge difference in your system. So let me know how it goes. I look forward to hearing, and I hope this is helpful. So thank you for joining me today. Be sure to check out the description for links to free resources. And until next time, love to you and all of your parts. Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.